Native rights. American Indians and Alaska Natives can receive their care from an Indian Health Service, IHS, clinic, or a tribal wellness center. This is true whether you are in a CCO or have FFS, fee-for-service, OHP. The clinic must bill the same as network providers. UHA is contracted with Cow Creek Tribe of Indians. They are located at 2371 Northeast Stevens Street, Suite 200, Roseburg, Oregon 97470. Their phone number is 541-672-8533 or toll-free 800-929-8229. Communication and language assistance. All members have a right to know about the Umpqua Health Alliance programs and services. Members, or potential members who do not speak English as their primary language, and who have a limited ability to read, speak, write, or understand English, are called Limited English Proficient, or LEP. Anyone who is LEP may be entitled to language assistance for healthcare services and, or, encounters or benefits. We provide the following at no cost to you. Sign language interpreters. Spoken language interpreters for other languages. Written materials in other languages. Braille. Large print. Audio. Auxiliary aids, and other formats. If you need help, or have questions, please call member services at the number listed above. If you feel more comfortable speaking a different language, please tell your doctor's office, or call our member services. We can have an interpreter available to you for your doctor visit. We also have many doctors in our network who speak or sign other languages. You may also ask for our documents in your preferred written language by calling our member services team. Getting started with OHP. As a member of OHP, you will receive several letters in the mail. Some of the letters you will receive are: when you are first approved for OHP, this will include your OHP ID card. When OHP transfers your coverage to a CCO. If your benefit package changes in other ways. Once you are enrolled in a CCO, you will receive your member ID card, as well as a member handbook. Your CCO will send out a letter for any benefit changes within 30 days of the change. OHP will send out multiple letters when it is time to re-enroll. They space them out as reminders to re-enroll. If OHP requires any more information from you, this could be regarding proof of income or proof of residency. The letter will list the items they need.